I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Residents and especially doctors in Alabama are scrambling to figure out whether or not in vitro fertilization procedures are in jeopardy after the state Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are people. The decision could be potentially far-reaching, and as many wondering what this means for Alabama's already restrictive reproductive laws. For more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Naomi Kahn, law professor and an expert in family law, feminist jurisprudence, and reproductive rights at the University of Virginia. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
I hope you can break this down for us. What was the ruling, and how could this potentially impact IVF?
Okay. It's a ruling in a case called LePage, and it came from the Alabama Supreme Court last Friday. The underlying facts concerned these were three sets of parents who had undergone in vitro fertilization to have children, and then they produced extra embryos, and those embryos were frozen. I should note that 2% of all children in the U.S. are born through in vitro fertilization, so it's a pretty wide, it's a procedure that lots of people use. Anyway, while these frozen embryos were being stored, somehow someone wandered in and removed some of the embryos and then dropped them, and the embryos were killed. So the couples who were storing the embryos sued the fertility clinic saying, "What? You've destroyed our embryos." And then this is the lawsuit that resulted. They sued based on two different types of claims. One was based on negligence, but then the other one, which is the one that we are talking about, is the one that is the claim that the Alabama Supreme Court focused on, which is, could the couples sue based on Alabama's Wrongful Death for Minors Act? And the court said, yes, these embryos are children.
Okay, wow. I get negligence, but what was the court's reasoning? Explain that they actually are children. How did they defend that or explain that part?
Well, the court said that it doesn't matter whether they are currently in utero or whether they are currently being frozen. Alabama residents had voted to amend their constitution to include unborn life protections, and so it doesn't matter whether unborn life is, it is protected. And so in his concurring opinion, the Chief Justice wrote that, quote, the people of Alabama have declared the public policy of this state to be that unborn human life is sacred. We believe that each human being from the moment of conception is made in the image of God, created by him to reflect his likeness. That's what the Supreme Court Chief Justice said in his concurrence, and so the court held these frozen embryos are children. I should add, there are estimates, there are 1.5 million frozen embryos currently in the United States.
Okay. So would this mean that they need to be stored indefinitely, or would it mean that they all have to be implanted and be born? I guess I don't understand.
Yeah, really good question, Margie. It's totally, I mean, first of all, this only applies in Alabama, at least so far, although it certainly can be used in other states, and it's already being used by people in other states to argue that that these frozen embryos are unborn life that should be protected. But at least in Alabama, I mean, first of all, the court didn't say in vitro fertilization is not allowed in Alabama, so you can still go through in vitro fertilization, but it doesn't, since in vitro fertilization produces these extra embryos, typically, it's unclear what will happen to these extra embryos that are produced in Alabama. Yeah, and you're right, they might need to be stored even longer than the parents, prospective parents live if they are deemed to be unborn life and if people could be sued if the embryos are destroyed. So a lot of uncertainty in Alabama and potentially in other states that decide to that decide that this ruling should be precedential in their states as well.
So what happens from this point? We're expecting appeals, I imagine.
Well, this is the highest court in Alabama, and it's a state law claim. So the only possible place to appeal this would be the Supreme Court. And I'm not sure that the Supreme Court wants to wade in again into a state law claim as to whether unborn life includes embryos under Alabama law. The court in its Dobbs decision, when it overruled Roe v. Wade, the abortion decision, said that we are leaving these issues to the states. And this is a perfect example of what happens when the issue of just what is abortion, of just what unborn life and the status of embryos actually means, as we grapple with the implications of the Supreme Court's ruling that abortion is not a fundamental right.
Fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for breaking it down for us. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Naomi Kahn, law professor and an expert in family law, feminist jurisprudence, and reproductive rights at the University of Virginia.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.